Questions on interacting with mermaids. Hello, Bill. I'd like to ask you a question. What do you think about wedding with Undine? Or with any elemental being? According to Adot Crowley, this is possible. But according to Franz Bardon, it seems rather like kind of pact to me. And then I am not sure whether this can lead to anything good. I've got one friend who claims to communicate with one water being which he discovered along with his friend near one stream or little river. They put a crystal into the water and then starting to have questions. They felt the presence of kind of energy long time ago, but now they claim that they communicate with it. After a few questions they know her name. But the story continues, my friend after few sentences proposed that he and the Undine could be married. I wonder why. But after what I've read your book about undines and your essays and articles especially about the magic attractions of mermaids and water spirits, I think he could be under the some kind of influence. He thinks that this is okay, that undine or whatever beings is that mean no harm to him. He assures himself that everything is all right and nothing can happen, but I am not sure of that. When I asked him why did he done that? Why did he even ask about that? He answered that he wants the treaty or something like that from which could be both of them beneficial. He can earn some knowledge from the water plane and she can benefit from that too, but I don't know how exactly. Is it possible that he will be dragged down to the water world? That he became some kind of slave of the water elements? I have feeling that I have found something similar in your essays. Please, what do you think all about that? Is this dangerous? Could it be tricky in some way? Is that pact or not? Does even exist anything like element being marriage? I am running Czech discussion forum in Czech Republic named www.frabado.cz. We are in personal contact with Dr. Lumer Bardon and we are also working on publishing typescripts from Master Franz Bardon, which has returned to his son after the long time and long journey. Thank you again, Czech Republic. Response: I did not understand Budden's warning about mermaids, undines until I meditated with a woman who is a powerful mermaid but who is here born within a woman's body. She has telekinetic abilities and is incredibly psychic. For me, she has been sent into this world on a mission from the mermaid realm. She can scan the entire astral plane and go nation by nation when she is looking for a certain type of person in answer to some eon's question to her. So I meditated with her and for 3 hours I felt deeply connected to her as if she were inside of me. But you see, the typical greeting of one mermaid to another in that realm is to become one with each other. They join auras and experience everything the other is feeling and experiencing. So what she did with me is simply her connecting in a way that is natural to her realm but unfamiliar to human beings. During the 3 hours I was not able to think of anything spiritual other than her. Wherever I looked I saw her face, so to speak. It was totally engaging. The connection was so rich and brought such completion to me in combining with my feminine opposite. But because there was no purpose other than getting to know each other, the spell wore off. I have noticed that some of the other mermaids who are within woman's bodies do need a love connection in order to feel a part of this world to ground them here. They are from the astral plane and so when they are here, even born within a human body, their astral body tends to draw them back to their own world because their connection is stronger to the astral than to this world. They do not need a relationship with a man the way a human woman might need one. But mermaids are so loving it is completely natural for them to be in a relationship. But they also have the problem that they do not usually understand things like emotionally bonding to another person. Love is just love. Love flows through them without end. You do not need to bind it to another in order to fully express it. So guys sometimes wonder how this mermaid woman can be in a relationship to a man if the mermaid woman does not feel she needs him. Like the story of the silk who has been trapped in our world, the silk is ready in any moment to return to her own world once she is freed, regardless of how deep her love connections to human beings or family are. But most of the mermaid women I interview have chosen to enter into a series of incarnations in human form. So they are here to learn or to share something with human beings. The human body in the second chakra has water as one of the 6 energy configurations of that chakra. With that water activated, the human body then becomes like a mermaid or merman, just the one element is everywhere within the body. But the yogis of India almost never explore that aspect of the second chakra that would link them to elemental water. They go racing up to the crown chakra without regard to the divine purposes that pertain to physical manifestation. Pacts can be done in a formal or magical manner. A pact can also be done just through slow interaction that results in a certain kind of bond or connection. One human being can marry another. You can also act in every way like you are married, even if there is no legal contract involved. Many people are codependent whether they are married or not. They define their identities and self-image through the relationship. And of course, love can be so profound at times in a really positive way that two people will tell me, "We share the same soul." They have bonded internally with each other in a way that a psychic can actually see the energy bond between them. And though this may not appeal to some people, these couples who do this in a positive way often have 5 times more energy than a normal human being because of the powers love unleashes within them. Is it positive or negative? In a Bardhan training context, you make your magical training your first priority. But even for Bardhan, there are a very great many ways to interact with spirits. Some of the earth zone spirits, for example, who teach writing, look at me and are ready to offer me a job as their teaching assistant on earth. They feel they could form a special relationship with me to present to human beings the spirit's vision and knowledge about writing as an art. But I can study with them without engaging in any kind of special contract or contact like that. It is just a special kind of connection, and it may or may not serve the individual magician to enter into that degree of interaction with a spirit. I write a lot about mermaids and their realm. But I do so because the water element is actually the weakest element in my aura. And the entire human race, as I see it, has no connection to the water element. When Bardhan asks his students to balance the 4 elements as part of magical equilibrium training, from my point of view, this is impossible because human beings, again, collectively know nothing about elemental water. We know a lot about elemental air, fire, and earth, but not water. Mermaids here in human form have always hid themselves from the human race until recently. In other words, a little extra effort is required to fill in for what is missing from human culture when exploring the mermaid and water realm. But I am a mermaid greeter. When I meet a woman with a powerful connection to the mermaid realm, I literally offer to answer any questions she may have about being here among human beings, and I offer to help her if I can do so in some way. These mermaids born into a human body have no user's manual sitting next to their crib when they are infants that explains that they are from another world and the rules of this world are not always helpful to them. To get the human experience, they start out thinking they are human until they realize that they are not like any human being they have met. They often possess superhuman empathy, love, and sensitivity. Often some will say to me, "I have never had a mean thought in my life." But actually they are normal. It is the human race that lags behind in love, innocence, and empathy. They are what we are to become in regard to water's sensitivities and life-give abilities. And so several of the mermaid queens who I have studied with, which Bardhan asks all his students to do, quite naturally watch what I do and assist at various times in helping me, and also they once in a while ask a favor in return that I help out some mermaid who is here so that she can adapt in a better way to this world. But a few mermaid women who are here are very conscious that they are mermaids. But almost in every case they are kept at a distance from the mermaid realm. Otherwise, they would have the greatest difficulty fitting into this world. You could say then that I work with mermaids closely. But I do not have a pact with them. But we give and take. You do the same with any spirit or any realm that you are working with in a creative way. Bardhan just insists you do not get stuck anywhere by being distracted. You could be distracted, for example, through the sheer beauty, love, ecstasy, pleasure, and bliss the mermaids create when you are in their presence. I write about that in my free book, How to Speak Mermaid, on the chapter called, The Kundalini Effect. See WilliamRemestel.com. The men who meet Mermaid Woman often experience not psychological but physical withdrawal symptoms when they leave the physical presence of these women. And this is because of the power of elemental water that is in the aura of the women and that flows through the aura of the men who are around them. As a magician, I can sense and observe and compensate for this bliss. But human males are not even consciously aware of what is happening to them. But again, you do not need to meet magical beings to encounter these kinds of dangers. Human women are often equally dangerous in that a man can fall in love with one and be heartbroken for years when the relationship ends. Or he can greatly compromise his personal commitment to spiritual training by trying to meet the demands and expectations of a relationship with a human woman. All of this magical training is basically invisible to other human beings. They do not get it. They do not understand it. It is simply not real to them. So you are very lucky indeed if you find a partner in life who even tolerates all this incredible energy and emotional focus you are putting into your training and exploration of other realms. So in terms of pacts with mermaids, I have noticed it helps to stay very active in your interactions. In my study of the mermen are male or masculine in the sense that they pick some aspect of water in nature and seek to master it. The mermaids, by contrast, embody the vibrations of some aspect of nature. If you interact with a mermaid who lives in a stream, you may feel a oneness with the flowing, life-giving, renewing, and innocent sensuality of the stream. But a merman who specializes in streams and rivers is a guy who takes control. He consciously observes and studies streams. He notices and may even, like the merman Ramat, observe the relationship between how water flows in nature and how it flows between human beings who love each other. At times the realms touch and he may be right there assisting human beings to love each other. But such interaction from other realms is rare. The point is that some men have told me how very difficult it is to connect to the water element in spite of doing a lot of meditations. The remedy is to focus not on becoming one with water's essence as a feminine, receptive mermaid might, but to take the more masculine approach. You practice creating and dissolving water with your mind. You imagine a waterfall, a mountain pool, a lake, a river, a sea, and imagine creating that watery field of energy through concentration and then dissolving it until it becomes perfectly easy to do so. That is much easier than just joining with the water element as a mermaid might. I presented a series of creating water energies to mermaid women and they look at me like, why would anyone need to do that? Because they are already water. They never make an effort to relate to water. Water just is. But that is the sheer beauty of a mermaid being in her presence, is being united to water in nature. But do not just vicariously use the woman in that way to connect you to nature. Learn to create water as a magical action. Then the mermaid is a feminine counterpart to your masculine magical creativity. Someone might, from my point of view, wish to marry a mermaid or form a pact for the benefit of the human race to assist our two realms in joining together. In this case, there is a divine purpose being unfolded. But the magician would need to be rather deeply connected to such a purpose, otherwise he would, as Bardon says, easily become overly passive and lose interest in his further development. I explained to one man who asked me about his relationship to another realm of fairy that the fiery aspect in the fairy queen actually drained the fire in his aura from him. Being in the presence of a powerful being of some element uses that element in your aura to connect to you. And by analogy, this would mean that you have to produce more of the water element in yourself, not less, if you assume a relationship to a mermaid. I have not actually met anyone in a relationship to a mermaid who has called the mermaid from the astral plane to revive a woman's body who has died and then use that body to marry the magician. I am aware of a few relationships like that at a distance since I am psychic. I know of others who do something similar on a more temporary basis. Obviously, you can use a medium to meet a mermaid through the medium's body for short or longer periods of time. But that interaction is possible with any kind of spirit. For all elemental realms, there is a danger in becoming a slave, as you mention. But again, it is by being passive, accepting or taking what is given and not giving something back of equal value. It is especially interesting the way Bardon describes the eight gnomes in his second book. Bardon says never accept gifts from them because you become their slave if you do so. But the gnomes are not being malicious. They meet you and naturally offer to you a means to enjoy or learn more quickly about their realm. It is simply inconceivable to an elemental being that if they give you something you would not give something of equal value back to them. Especially with the mermaids also, they are endlessly giving but in their realm all beings give and receive an equal measure. No one takes more than they give. So it is absolutely weird for them to be here among human beings because human beings always take more than they give. It is the very essence of human nature that the four elements in our souls are not self-generating but rather deteriorate. And this is because we are without a deep enough connection to the elements in nature that our astral elements regenerate automatically. A mermaid woman can literally jump into the ocean and feel totally revived when exhausted. The ocean for her is an extension of the mermaid realm. Few human beings know how to draw energy from nature in this way. We just do not have that connection or sensitivity to energy. The elemental beings possess astral immortality which Bardon mentions. And in his third book Bardon mentions using cosmic letters to attain astral immortality also. But if you get to know the four elemental realms like a second home the way Bardon recommends, learn all you can from them, then you certainly will learn to embody astral immortality within yourself as well. It is a goal. Learn from these beings. They are creatures of wonder and in so many ways are teachers because as far as astral awareness goes they are fully alive, lit up with light and beauty and power within their souls in their individual elements in ways you will almost never encounter among human beings as you sojourn here in this world. I include an attachment on the five elemental realms on the astral plane that I recently wrote which you are free to post. It is for a book I am writing called The Perfection of Wisdom that describe the cosmic letter U and that is useful for dissolving corruption in negative people and in governments around the world. I will have that book also soon at wileymermistel.com.